views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn you're sexy people. Oh, my God, it's good to be back. It's so good to be back. And thank you for all your wonderful emails about Nadia and how much you enjoyed her and the private session that we ran while we were gone. My thanks to all of you. I love when you let me know how things are affecting your life, especially when I'm not here. So thank you for all of that. I usually, you know, put this out, but I really want to put it out more. Jennifer McLean, I'm going to be one of the speakers on her spring series. She has put together really the show of shows this spring for all of you. There are some really amazing speakers here. So it's all free, guys. You don't have to buy anything. You don't have to do anything but come and get the gold and leave what you don't want, you know, and take what you do. I am going to be rolling out a brand new video about the Four Cornerstones on Jennifer McLean's program also. So, you know, I have a link on the e-blast. Go back to my last e-blast or wait for the one for Monday. But sign up. You're going to want to hear some of these speakers. And I want to invite everybody to join me in right out of the Chicago area at the present moment. That's going to be next weekend, guys. I'm going to be there doing a day workshop. Don't usually do a lot of days anymore. So it's going to be longer and much more in depth. And private sessions on Sunday, there are still, I think, a couple of openings for those. So go to thepresentmoment.com and you can get all the information there. I also want to say that the, Creation Station 1, which is my beginning training for this work, is going to be in June. We've already got a couple of signups for it. Because I'm going to be going to China and we'll have to make the call about whether we're going to move forward and actually have it, you need to get signed up by mid-May. So please don't put it off. If you're thinking about coming, you need to talk about payment options, blah, blah, blah. Reach out, you know, at least start the commitment process. As you know, the world cannot deliver to you until you commit. So I want to say thank you for all my wonderful listeners and supporters in the New York area. Man, did we have a get-together. We thought it was going to be social, but of course, some huge, huge information came in, especially for new children coming into the world. So thanks for that beautiful get-together, and my thanks to Bob Gamby for allowing me to use his beautiful apartment and to have that gathering there. I'm greatly indebted. He made the toy fair so much more feasible for me to do. And I, you know, you ask the world to support you. Okay, and now I'm hearing you on the radio, Stephen. Okay, so we're moving on. This is the information. I wrote a little bit about it, and oh my gosh, if you were not on the webinar with Patricia Cota Robles, you guys need to go get it. That's all I'm going to say. Some outstanding life-affirming information that came in. And I want to extend that. I mentioned a little bit about it first at the webinar, but today I really want to bring it forward again this belief that is shared by all energy, whether embodiment or not. I believe I can't, or I believe I won't be loved. So just sit with that for a minute. I believe I can't, or I won't be loved. And then right before the show, they added the addendum onto that, but I demand to be loved anyway. So I want you to see the conflict within our energetic systems that sets up. I don't believe I can be loved, but you damn well better love me anyway. It takes us out of allowing. It takes us out of the vortex. It takes us out of being in alignment with Source, right? And it sets us up for a struggle and a fight again. Now, I said, why? When we're holding the commitment to being loved and loving ourselves, why? What is this based on? And literally, these were the highest words, guys. I'm too alien to be loved. Now, they're telling me we might get a higher statement working with you all on the show today, but right now, that's still the highest. I'm too alien to be loved. Now, what is alien? Alien is anything foreign to us that we don't understand. Energy that we think is apart or different from our energy. Expand into it doesn't belong. And I think that kind of sums up at least what I've heard a lot of us say, that we've never felt like we belonged. We've never felt like we really were a part of the energy on this plane. And I think everybody does. I'm just going to make the statement, everybody does, and I get a yes. So let's come together to take the time now, and we do this by directing the energy. God, Atman, Buddha, the Force, Divine Love, will not and cannot intercede on your behalf unless you ask. And in the original Hebrew, ask is claim or demand. So we are demanding that our energy know right now, I believe I can be loved. I believe I will be loved. I believe I am loved. And I belong. I belong to that knowing. I belong to that experience in my life. We're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love around that. So it is. There's something else to add. Okay, I can go to the calls. Yes. So, guys, please have your succinct question ready. We have a lot of people on the calls today. And, again, I'm so very, very glad to be back with you. And we're going to start with Caroline in Ontario. Hi, honey.
Hi, Dee.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry. I'm just having a little nervous breakdown crying because everything you're saying is true, and I've been angry and overwhelmed and sick of being sick, and I'm sick of I have to's in this life. No matter how much work I do, how much creating I do, listening to your shows, writing it down, doing the work, nothing is changing, and I'm overwhelmed and angry. So I'm sorry, but that's what I'm coming through with.
No, if that's where you're at, maybe that's where we start. So you never apologize for the truthfulness of what you're feeling. Okay. So when I say you love yourself enough to truly heal yourself, I get a no. So it's really in alignment, but there is a higher thing that they want us to go to. Give me a movie, please.
The Way We Were.
Okay. Guys, and this really, we went into this on the webinar. I want you to hear this. You have to let go of the story of your life. You have to let go of how it's always looked. You have to be willing to go, it's always been this way, and now it can be different. You see, we've created a lot of this struggle in our lives from old, antiquated belief systems, many of which aren't even ours, that have been handed down to us. You can call it genetics. You can blame it on family history. But bottom line is, we've got to shift it. We've got to shift it right now. So, Caroline, my sweet, beautiful person, are you ready, willing, and able to love yourself so much right now that you go, I can create everything differently?
I'm willing. I just don't know if I know what that looks like.
Exactly. You're not going to know what it looks like till you do it. And you're waiting to see what it looks like before you do it. And all you have history of is what it's looked like when you haven't done it. So let me tell you all what it looks like. It looks like your life goes a lot smoother. It looks like when you're ready for help in the world, it just shows up. It looks like more money flow. It looks like more health and balance in your body. That's what it looks like. Basically, they're saying I'm a lot happier. That's what it looks like. So go ahead, Caroline.
Just everything you just said is everything that I want, and it's everything that's not flowing, the better health, the better money, the easy breezy life.
Okay, so I'm going to give you, there's two things you need to bring into alignment to create this happening. And you know, if it's hers, it's yours, everybody. So stay awake and listen and do the work. Look, the first one is, give me a song, please.
It's Always Over the Rainbow.
Okay, you've got to know you can do this right now. You have to get that in alignment, because a part of you is saying, no freaking way, it's always been this way. It's going to take too long to turn everything around. I can't do this now. So are you willing to direct yourself, all parts of you, existing in all space-time continuums and dimensions, to know you can absolutely shift this right now?
I am willing.
Okay. Ready, able. She wants it, needs it, deserves it, tracks it, never has a problem with it. Okay, good. You shifted it. Now you've got to hold on to it. Now you've got to consciously get up every morning and go, I am ready, willing, and able to accept a much easier life and happiness flow right now. The second thing is, and I want to address this because I had a staggering experience with it. I'm back in Indianapolis. We're covered with 6 inches of snow at a sci-fi convention. And I have to shoot on Tuesday. And I started getting a really bad sore throat. And I said, okay, you know, what's up? Because I consciously direct health and balance and everything every day. And basically, they said to me, Dee, you didn't ask us. You didn't ask for support. You didn't ask for guidance. You didn't ask for us to come in and help you create this health. And also, you lost it when you lost your computer and you allowed yourself to put yourself under so much stress during the toy fair that it compromised your immune system. Well, I said, okay, I'm asking then. I'm asking everybody, everything, all energy, all my cluster group, all my soul group, you come in and help me create a balanced, healthy, strong immune system, because I ain't got time and I ain't interested in being sick. period. Well, part of that, then, as soon as I did that, I had a thought about a friend of mine who works with the radionics machine. And I said, I'm going to email her. And so she came forward to help me. The next morning, sore throat's gone, feeling a lot better. And I went, now wait. And before I even got the question formed, they said, no, you asked. And then we gave you a divine idea and sent you to somebody who could help you on that plane and help you immediately. That's the way it works. But a lot of you are sitting there going, well, I'm going to ask, and I'm not going to do a damn thing, and I'm not going to gargle with salt water, and I'm not going to do any of this stuff to take steps to help myself. But that's part of the way that they help, is by giving you those tools to know what to do. So you've got to ask, Caroline.
You've got to
ask for the whole universe to come in and support you, listen to me, in loving yourself enough that you accept healing everywhere in your life. And that is what we're all being asked to do. So we're all coming together right now, and we're inviting all energy that wants to participate anywhere in any time, space, continuum, and dimension, and on this plane, in the universe, the galaxy, everywhere. We are asking for all positive, divine love energy to come in and support us in loving ourselves so much and so unconditionally that we accept in this moment all the help around creating ourselves in harmony with divine love in every subject of our life. And so it is. Wow. There's nothing else, Caroline. Did you get that?
I did.
Okay, now, they're saying there's a part of all of you that's going, yeah, that's really nice, Dee, but. And they're saying there are no buts. That's what we have to do. So get started. Because anytime you say a but now, the but is going to limit the manifestation that you can create, the demonstration in your physical life, so that you can go back and go, well, I did it, but see, it doesn't work.
You know that I do the work, and I will. I will re-listen to this. I'll write it down, and I'll have it beside right in my bed, and I'm doing the work.
Okay. And make it fun, Caroline. Make it fun.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Much love to you, and thank you. That was really a huge, huge gift to everybody there. Start off the show. That was powerful, myself included. Thank you. Okay, and we're going to Justine in Pennsylvania. If I can just get you on. There you go. Hi, honey. What's up?
Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Good to talk to you again. It's been a long time.
Well,
and
welcome
I'm
back.
Sure. Thank you. And I listen all the time, though. I just want you to know that. But I know we've broached this subject before, but I also know that you have a lot of new listeners. So I believe I have the creation process down, and things are coming my way. Now
okay,
we're getting...
hang on. There's one thing. The things that we went over with Caroline, you want to ask more. That's the only thing, because I said when I tested, I believe you do, which were your words, I get a yes. And when I said you absolutely do, I get a no. And the one thing that they want you to bring more in alignment and do more is ask. Ask and turn it over. Okay, go ahead, baby.
All right, well, new things are coming. There's a possibility I might be entering your other realm of filmmaking, because a friend of mine wants to make a film. And he wants me to be involved. What's that?
I said awesome, beautiful.
Yes, and because I want bigger and better things. I've worked in the media before, and this would be new for me, and he wants me to be involved. And it's just at the very beginning, but I'm already getting into, oh, my God, I'm 750 miles away from him. We used to live together, but I'm 750 miles away from him, which would mean me traveling. And, you know, and so all this new stuff, and I'm ready to attract a new relationship into my life, and that would be dealing with a new person. So it's all the new stuff. The new stuff is kind of like getting to me now.
Okay, so this is interesting coming off of Caroline's call, because that's exactly what they said. We're so used to all the old stuff, and yet we want the new stuff, and now we're afraid of the new stuff. It's alien to us, you see.
Yes.
I'm too alien to be loved. All of this, me being new and having an easy life and less struggle and more money and great health, that's alien to me, to a lot of us, because we've been immersed in the struggle so much. So are you ready, willing, and able to let your entire life be created new for you? Or do you want to stay in the old familiar that you don't really want?
I want new, Dee. I want everything new.
Yes, and you want to be excited about the new. And you want to be safe and secure. Those are the highest words. You
yes,
want to be
exactly.
safe and secure in the world, experiencing and creating everything new. So, guys, let's claim that. I am safe and secure in this world, creating everything new and exciting in the creation of me and in the creation of the world that I exist in. Because you create you new, you create the world anew.
That's
so we're
perfect.
Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love with an open heart.
Thank you. I have chills from head to toe right now. Thank you.
Yep, that was it. So, and ask. You know, guys, get up in the morning and go, okay, I'm asking all energy to come in and support me in divine love here and feeling great and excited about creating me brand new. Okay?
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too, sweetheart. Thank you for calling in. Great to have you back. And we're going to Ms. Mary in Maryland. Hi, baby.
Hi, baby cakes. How are you?
I'm fab.
I know you are. Hey, I wanted to say, hey, thanks so much for the wonderful webinar with the other night. It was just awesome, off the chart.
Yeah,
yeah,
wasn't
Patricia.
It? She,
oh,
can
my God.
You see why I love her so
oh,
much.
Yes.
She's just all love, and she has the highest truth from love.
Yeah. Yeah,
and,
you can really feel it.
Yeah. And I love the way we work together because we're saying the
yes.
same thing. From using very different words, but from mm-hmm. the same viewpoint of love. It was a beautiful thing for me.
It was, and it was
that.
Beautiful to listen to hear from the way it came together, to hear
great,
both
Mary, thank you.
The ways that you did it. So I wanted to just say thank you for that.
Thank you. I love that.
And I just wanted to share something kind of after the follow-up of these two calls. And I've been experiencing and really asking into the energy every morning, saying, help me. We've got all kinds of travel issues in the weather and things like that. So each day I'm getting up and I'm really asking.
Yes.
And I swear, it is amazing how I will be driving down the road and on ice and other things, and I just know that I am being carried straight down through everything easy. And it's goosebumply and wonderful, and if you trust it, it works.
Yeah, if you trust it, if you do it, and then you trust it, it's miraculous. I mean,
yeah.
I can't tell you, I travel probably more than 3/4 of the people listening to me. And
yeah.
the people I travel with have these nightmare stories about lost bags and
yeah.
flights that are canceled and it. And I swear to God, as much as I travel, it's just easy, effortless, joyful. Somebody's always there to take care of me. It's just, it's beautiful. So do
mm-hmm.
it. You just got to, but you got to believe it enough to do it, and you got to love yourself enough to receive it.
Yes.
Okay?
That's exactly right.
All right.
Thank
you.
I
love you, sweetheart.
Thank you. I love
you
so much, sweetie. Bye.
Bye. Oh, look here. We've got Matthew in New York. Whoops, let me get you on here. Hi, sweet thing. Let me just say, everybody, I want to remind you that our show is being carried by a lot more stations now, so we have to keep the swearing down. Frickin' is okay. Matthew, hi, you're on.
Oh, golly, I just, tarnation, don't know what to do. But
what's up, honey?
Well, first of all, I want to say how exciting it was to see you in New York, and I'm looking forward to seeing your poems and seeing what I can maybe do with those. But my issue today is physical. I have had a couple of days of great deal of pain in my lower back, particularly on my right side, and I don't usually have back problems.
Okay. Well, they're giving me the word sciatica. I don't have my body books with me, but they're telling me I don't need them. So, but give me a song, baby.
How'd you like to love me?
What is it?
How'd you like to love me?
Okay, and they gave me one, and I don't usually get it when I ask you for one, but this is what it was, another opening, another show. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And your song was what?
How'd You Like to Love Me?
Yeah, okay. So what it's basically about is your fear that they're not going to love you about this new venture. You're doing a new venture, right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, Matthew, the biggest thing that I'm hearing is just stay in the joy of doing the work. You love the writing, you love the composing, you love the arranging. Just stay in there and they'll take care of everybody loving it.
Ah.
That's what the pain in your back's about. Is that resonating with you?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. So... All right, so basically they're saying you're a pain in your own back. Get out of your way. All right?
All right.
Okay, so go get them, baby, and just live in the beautiful happiness of your beautiful creative possibilities. All right, sweetheart?
All right. Thanks.
All right,
Steve.
I love you. Yeah. So great to see you and Stephen. Bye-bye. Miss Tasha, haven't heard from you in a while. What's up, baby?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm doing much better than last week. I'm at the moment at home recovering from a collapsed lung, which
oh
was kind
God.
Of...
Oh, my God,
Tasha. Yeah, it was kind of a blessing, really. I mean, I turned it into a blessing anyway. And I spoke with Nadia last week, and she said... I asked her sort of, you know, like, is there anything left that I need to shift to fully move into health? And she said, there's just one thing, and it was sort of the dregs on the bottom that I didn't really even have to clear or get rid of. I just had to align myself with it, which is, it is safe to love. And I just wanted to ask the channel if I've shifted that now.
Yes, and they would like you to continue lovingly shifting, it is safe to love myself.
Okay.
You're right on track. You're doing everything you should be doing. It's all about, and everything is about, guys, us loving ourselves. If there's any question you have during the week before the next show, you know, you just go to how do I love myself more? Mm-hmm. Because that's where the answer is. Okay, and they also want to address the fact that we don't have to get sick because I've heard myself think these thoughts. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I would immediately go, no, I don't have to get sick to rest, you know. But and then I'd book something else. So we have to love ourselves enough to keep that balance, right? We don't have to create a collapsed lung or a sore throat.
Mm-hmm.
Or financial trauma in order for us to take some time off.
Yes.
Okay?
No, that's
true. So that's all around self-love. When I'm asking, is there another subject? That's all the information. You're right in alignment. Just spend lots of time loving yourself.
I'll do that.
Okay, baby?
I just want to say that while I was in the hospital, and once I knew what it was, I made a very clear decision. I said to myself, okay, this has happened to me before, and I know how this is, you know, how this recuperation is going to go down, and I want the nicest, pleasantest, you know, most fun and most inspirational healing from this that I could possibly have. And I have to say, I did get that. And
right.
I'm still getting it. And other people
yeah.
also, it rubbed off on them.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Your energy affects thousands of energies around you, guys, if
yeah.
not millions, they're saying. And they're saying be open to this even being more miraculous and easier than you ever thought it could be because of the last time.
Okay.
Okay?
Yep.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you. Lovely to hear from you. And Miss Reva, going on?
Well, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
Man, I'm going to tell you something. This is amazing. I talked to you one morning a couple weeks ago, and I said, you know, I have a friend who wrote a book called Conscious Creation, and that I'm rereading it. And you said, really? And I just want to let everyone know, first of all, what I started doing was posting not only on our community on Facebook, but on my Money Visions fan page, manifestation of the day. And that can be simple to something that we consider really amazing in the physical, but it's all energy. And this came from rereading a lot of books that I've read before, but with a new pair of glasses, as it were.
Yes, yeah.
And so I just want to point out to everyone in your book, Conscious Creation, Chapter 6, Good Vibrations. If you don't have the book, get it and go there. And that's really what it's all about, is to not resist wherever we are. And, yeah, I listen.
You really have to accept everything. And Patricia was saying, you know, if you have a pain in your shoulder, send it love. Send it love.
Yeah.
If you have
yeah.
a pain in your back, Matthew, send it love. If you have a pain
right.
in your money, send it love, because you can't heal it without the love. And,
right.
And thank you. I went back after that call and read part of my own book, and I went, holy, I got to start reading my stuff again.
I know. And after the webinar, the other morning, I got this hit, and I went, oh, my God, that it's all about the money or health or relationship, just fill in the blank. But what I find in reading all of these books I've read before is I would always go to the chapter about money and skip everything else, because I made it only about the money. So I looked
yep.
at those two words, and I would encourage people to look up all, to look up only. I don't care if it's money, your back, your relationship, because if we make it only, like when I would do business, it was only about the money, but not all about the money. Now, you got to really ponder that, because it sounds like, well, Reva, come on, that's crazy. It's the same thing. No, really, it's not. So speak to that for a second, if you would, please.
Well, I'm going to ask the channel. But
yeah.
give me a song. Fireworks?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when it's only about the money, you're not using all of you to create.
Yeah.
Now, that's as succinct as it can get.
Yeah.
When everything is about the love, you are using all of you and calling in all other energy to create with you. That's,
right. Well,
that's why I said it's the urgency of self-love. Do you understand?
Absolutely.
The universe right now is waiting for us to define where we'll go next. And yeah. then it can come on full force and go, let's go, we're supporting you. So the yeah. more we stay in love for ourselves and don't criticize ourselves, accept ourselves, honor ourselves, respect ourselves, the more the world will shift to create a world that we want to live in just like that.
Yep.
And so it is, guys.
And so it is. Blessed be.
Thank you, Reva. That
love
was great.
You. That love was you great. All.
Love, okay. love you big. Bye-bye.
Get that book, you guys.
Yeah, get that book, you guys. All right. And, you know, if you order any of the books, other than Wake Up Now, which is only an e-book, off my website, I'll sign it for you and personalize it for you if you want to do that. Otherwise, you can get it at Amazon. Let's go to Steve. Hi,
hey.
Honey.
Hey,
what's
Dee,
up?
How's it going? Can you hear
Fabulous.
Me?
Fabulous.
Oh, good. So, actually, I had a great time in New York. I am in New York. But when you were there, we had a great time in New York.
Yeah,
and,
we did.
What really struck me was Patricia Kovacs-Rovers and your phrase, alien, all my life, biggest alien on the planet. I am always treated like an alien. No one, even if they admire me, will get me. And it's interesting. Last week I went to a screening of a film I did at the United Nations. And if anybody wants to know why there's no world peace, go to the United Nations. It is a microcosm of what makes the world not peaceful. And
yes, but Stephen, let me stop you there. And who makes up the United Nations? We all do.
Yeah.
So if we're going to shift that, if we're going to shift our country, if we're going to shift the world, the universe of you is where you start, guys.
Well, I kept my mouth shut, which was they're definitely a world step toward world peace. And
yes, they're saying that's true.
Because believe me, if I started, I'd still be at it. And but the thing is, I mean, you know, the alien thing. And I had the flu last week, and I never get sick. Well, I'm always healthy. And when I think it started before I got there, and by the time it was over, it was like in full swing. But the big thing is I'm tired of being an alien. If I'm an alien, I want to be an alien with a big budget.
Well, sweetheart, and what they're saying to all of us, again, is if we look at ourselves as an alien and we define ourselves and we experience that we're not accepted, the universe can only respond to that. Because that is the perspective you will see everything through. So we have to know we belong now. Get up every morning, everybody, and go, I'm directing me to know and I'm directing it to be so. I belong. I belong here. I'm divine love and everything is coming forward to, wow, interesting word, anoint that.
Right.
Activate
wow.
it.
Yeah.
Acknowledge it. Anoint, activate, and acknowledge. Woo!
Yeah.
Those are some strong words. So
that's
bringing forward for all of us, Stephen, is anything that we have to change that we don't like in the world or the world of us has got to shift within us first. How do I see myself? How do I see the world seeing me? If I see the world seeing me as an alien and not accepted and not a part of, that's the only world I can create. You got
it? I got it. I don't mind being an alien. I just want to be an alien who gets whatever he wants.
Yeah, but
I
our
mean,
belief is that aliens don't. Our belief, you know, is that aliens are truly against us.
Yeah.
If something is alien, it's against us. So if we are feeling like aliens, we are being against ourselves.
Mm.
And there's your highest statement right there. So we're claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. So it is. Thank you, darling, for calling in.
Thanks, Dee.
All righty, and we're going to Ms. Patty in Santa Monica. Hi.
Hi.
What's up?
My roommate finally moved out. And
hallelujah.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's weird is that I don't know if I'm just in shock about it.
Patty, they're saying again, can Patty be happy when Patty gets what she wants? There's always some reason that it's got to not be okay, Patty, which is a big part of your cancer. You keep turning you against yourself. You know, if I don't get what I want, the world's against me. If I do get what I want, I'm against me. Be happy, honey.
And I want the house by myself, and I want to make that happen.
Okay, so say I'm making that happen. Ask for help, and then be open to hearing and taking action on what you hear.
You know what? Now I'm happy. I feel a shift. I think that's part of what we're
But Patty, you know how to do this stuff for yourself. I want you to start doing this for yourself. I want you all to start doing this for yourself consistently. Stop. When you feel those feelings, go, okay, let me talk myself through this. My roommate finally moved out. I got what I wanted, and I'm still not happy. Or I feel weird, or I'm depressed, or whatever it is. Well, that's not what I want. I want to get what I want, and I want to be happy when I get what I want. See, and that's part of I believe I can't or won't be loved. So you're going to move out, but I have a belief that I can't and won't be loved, so I have to struggle against the very thing that's saying, see, Patty, you created love for yourself. Oh, but I can't or won't be loved, so now I have to be unhappy about getting what I want. And it just keeps going around and around. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to Ann in Georgia. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Thank you so much for calling on me. I now feel like I belong.
Well, you must have felt like that to get called on.
Yes, I did. I've been shifting that because sometimes I don't feel, I feel like you call on all the other people and not me. And so I've shifted that. And what I really, really wanted to open up this morning, I woke up in anger. I threw a little temper tantrum and I ran to the mirror and I loved myself in all that anger. And it was so perfect because that's exactly what I've been working on, but I've had all this sadness instead of the anger, and when the anger comes up, I've let it move through, but I've never gotten how clearly it was just about loving myself angry. I don't give a I use the anger to vacuum, to clean the whole house. I just have done a lot this morning, and the energy shifted once I got angry, and it was just that simple of just say, excuse, we're not supposed to use the F word, but I used it a lot this morning towards everything, and I just said, I'm going to just do what I want to do. I don't give a where all the rest of you are. And it was a freedom because I've been working with freedom and safety, and I asked the universe to come in and easily give me the answer to what I've been struggling with. And that wasn't what I thought I'd find this morning, but boy, I mean, it was phenomenal, the freedom.
I want to say succinctly what she did for everybody. What you did was you said, I'm going to accept myself just the way I am.
Well, I've said that mentally for a long time, but I've never felt it before.
Yeah, that's the key to all of it for you, Ann, is I accept myself exactly the way I am. Okay?
Yes.
All of it.
Totally agree with that.
That's a part of I believe I can't or won't be loved. If we can't accept ourselves, guys, then we can't create that. So we're choosing that right now. We're claiming it, and claiming means demanding it within ourselves, and so it is.
Yeah, the freedom that brought was unbelievable. And even the part of me that's keeping me safe and free by being the good little girl or whatever, I just said, you know, great, you gave me the freedom. I'm going to play full out today, and I know you'll stop me if I go somewhere where I shouldn't. And I just, I'm just loving all energies within me, which is great.
That's great, Anne. You keep it up.
Thank you.
I accept me. I love me unconditionally. Beautiful. Thank you, honey.
And thank you for calling on me.
You, yeah. Well, thank you for being a part of our group.
Oh, I love
it. I know you do. Sorry, I cut. All right. We're going to, hold on, Mike in Connecticut. Hi, honey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Two questions. Number one, at the beginning of the show, you said, you have to commit for the world to move. Please define that commitment. I mean, how do I enter into it, really? And the second question is, how can I help my daughter?
Well, you can help your daughter by doing what you need to do for yourself. That's the first thing that came in. And how you commit is, a commitment is not a hope or a dream or, gee, I wish it could be this way. A commitment is, I'm doing this. If you want to get up and go out the door, you don't keep looking at the door and thinking about how you're going to go out it. You commit to going out the door. You get up. You walk to the door. You open the door. You walk out. You close the door. You're out of the door. You're thinking about things, Mike. And your daughter is thinking about things. Instead of going, no, this is the way it is, I'm going to take action and do this now. Is this resonating to what you're asking about, the specifics?
Yeah, I'm actually writing down as much as I can of what you're saying.
Well, look up commitment in the dictionary, they said. And you'll get, commitment is, there's no outs in commitment, guys. So I want you to hear that. When you commit, there's no else. Well, I'll do this if is not a commitment. I'm doing this. And then you ask for guidance. You say to God, the universe, the force, I am doing this. I am committed to this. Everything, all my energy and every space-time continuum is committed to this. Now come in and help me create this now. Okay, they want to give you one more thing about your daughter. Come on, give me a movie, please.
I don't know, Interstellar.
Okay. Well, now this is interesting. Haven't gotten this information before. For those of us that are parents, we can ask the energies of our children that are working with them on other time-space continuums and dimensions to integrate with them to help them create what they want, to help them, hold on, choose and direct what they want, which is, of course, part of the creation. But ask the part of her that she's in communication with on other dimensions but doesn't know it. Ask those parts of her to integrate with her and help her toward what she wants. There's a separation there, Mike, that's happening. And she wants all of her energy on board to accomplish whatever this is. It's some kind of healing. Okay, is that resonating?
Everything you've said is absolutely on target.
Okay. Or anything else. That's all I'm getting, sweetheart. So ask. Commit and ask. Okay?
Thank you very much.
That's the theme of the whole, you bet, Mike. Thanks for calling in. And we're going to Vicki in Tennessee. Hi, honey.
Oh, hey, Dee. Thanks so much for choosing me. Hello?
Guys, I'm choosing everybody I can get to.
Yay!
You know, trying to get through everybody here, but we've got a lot of callers.
I know, you're doing.
So what can we do for
great.
You, baby?
Oh, I'm just, what can I bring into balance to create March being a very financially successful month for me?
Have more fun. Those are the first words. Have more fun. You can even hear the vibration in your voice. Oh, what can I do?
Yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, because I've put out a couple of things and marketing programs and things like this the last few months. And I did the work to market and all of this, and both did not get enough.
Yeah, but you're not having fun. You keep saying to me, you're not having fun doing it.
Not having fun.
You're doing it because you're stressed about money.
Yep.
And it doesn't work that way. You're not going to attract the energy, because energy these days, we've got enough stress. We want to go someplace where we can be enlightened and lifted up and have fun, right?
Yeah.
That's why I try and keep all our stuff so much fun with a sense of humor, because you can hear it and shift it more. And so you want to bring those two worlds together, which looks like, okay, I need to create some money here.
Yep.
How can I serve the people that I love and have fun creating money? That is a question you have never asked yourself, they said. So I want everybody
to have fun. You know, I really have a lot of fun when I work. I love my work.
Yes, but you're not having fun creating right now, because it's propelled from the intention of money, which goes back to Reba's thing.
I know, I was thinking about Reba.
It can only be about the money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So ask yourself, what can I create that's going to be a lot of fun for my clients, for the people I serve? How can we exchange a lot of love, and I'm going to make money on it? That's exactly what I asked myself when I created the February special for all these private sessions, which allowed so many people to have, these sessions have been unbelievably off the chart, I got to tell all of you, because it was done from purpose, fun, financial gain for everyone, they're saying. Because it was such a huge value in exchange for the energy. So that's where you want to go. There's something else. There's anything else I get to know, Vicki. That's it.
Okay.
And that's it for everybody. Use all of you. Oh, they're giving me that song now. All of me loves all of me. Right?
Yeah.
Right. So I love and accept all my anger, as Anne was talking about. I love and accept my fear. I love and accept my aches and pain. I love me just the way I am. I send me whole bunches of love. And then I go, okay, I'm telling the world I need to make more money here. So create it for me. And now I'm going to take action and have fun. They keep underlining that, Vicki. Have fun. Okay, baby?
Have fun. All righty. Thank you, love. Thank you.
You bet. And, guys, I tried desperately to get through everybody. I'm sorry if I didn't get to your call. They're saying absolutely your question's been answered anyway, so know that and ask for what the answer on the show was. Is there anything else? I don't think so. Okay, I'll see you. If you're in or around or even close to Chicago, forget the weather. It's going to be fine. Come and see me. It's going to be an awesome workshop. Sign up for Jennifer McLean's thing. It's going to be out of the park, this particular series. And if you're thinking about Creation Station in June, let me know now or soon. Okay? Wow, what a show. So glad to be back with all of you. I just so dearly love all of you so much. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, because you know, babies, that's what it's all about. I'll see you next week.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.